This episode of Think Write Revise is brought to you by Prolific, my new virtual community for academic writers. When you join the Prolific community, you'll get immediate access to exclusive events and conversations about academic writing and publication that you won't find anywhere else. You'll also find a community of thoughtful academic writers who want to learn from one another's experience, helpful and practical resources curated into a private library accessible only to Prolific members, accountability structures to help you accomplish your daily, weekly, quarterly, and annual publication goals and writing tasks, a space to ask questions, share challenges, and gather tips and suggestions that will help you write more and better, and consistent posts that will inspire you, spark thought-provoking conversations, and offer expert perspectives and advice on academic writing and publication each and every day. Learn more about Prolific and sign up for your free 2-week trial at prolific.mn.co. You're listening to Think, Write, Revise, episode 94. Hey there, and welcome to Think, Write, Revise, a podcast that offers a peek behind the scenes of a productive writing life. I'm your host, Dr. Katie Linder. On this episode, I want to talk about radical self-trust for writers. And this is something that has been on my mind because as I am preparing to launch the first iteration of 7 Weeks to Radical Self-Trust in just a few days, I've really been thinking about how radical self-trust is showing up in my life in a bunch of different ways, and also in the life of my writing group clients and my coaching clients, so that I can better serve the people who are joining the program. And one of the things that became so clear to me really early on when I was thinking about radical self-trust as a taxonomy and starting to build it out was how much it applies to academics in particular, and even more specifically to the writing parts of our academic lives. So I want to talk through a little bit about where I see this. And the first place is in the elements of self-distrust, which is the main reason why I want to help people cultivate radical self-trust in the first place, is because there's this cycle of self-distrust that starts with things like imposter syndrome and self-doubt, which I think for academic writers, this is something I see even with the most experienced academic writers, this concern that they're going to get found out and that people will realize that they don't really know what they're talking about. And this can lead to some indecisiveness around where you're supposed to publish or what you're supposed to be publishing on, a lot of fear and anxiety and stress about publishing, that you're never publishing in the right places or you're never publishing enough. I think this also contributes to pessimism around academic writing. Like, why are we even doing this in the first place? What's the purpose if it's never enough? And we really do take it on as part of our academic identities as we're not enough because we're not publishing in the right places or the right amounts. That can also lead, I think, to some boredom with academic writing. And partly coming out of the fact that we're not kind of tied to it in a creative way. We're just kind of doing it and going through the motions because we know that's what we're supposed to do. And then that leads, I think, to just general feelings of overwhelm, malaise. I see this a lot with people post-tenure where they just don't know what to do. They don't know what direction to go in with their academic writing. So if you are an academic writer and you feel like you're starting to feel some of those things in that cycle of self-distrust, I would encourage you to think about some of the 6 ways to cultivate radical self-trust around your writing. So the first one is to seek self-knowledge. And this is one of my favorite parts of my virtual writing groups program, is how much the participants come to understand and know themselves as writers and to really think about their writing identity in a deep way, to think about what is kind of personal to them, about why they're writing, about what works for them, in terms of strategies to get their writing done, and also really kind of diving deep into their relationship with writing more specifically. The second way of cultivating radical self-trust is to live your core values with intention. And I think this also goes to the very core of why we write. Why did we pick our disciplines in the first place? Why are we looking at the research questions that we're looking at? Why are we trying to connect with other people in our fields? And really starting to understand in a deep way why you choose those things helps you to feel more connected, not just to the topic, but to the idea of being a writer. The third area of cultivating radical self-trust is nurturing your superpowers. And again, When you're constantly feeling imposter syndrome or self-doubt around writing, you may not realize the kinds of things that you're really good at when it comes to academic writing. Like maybe you're a really phenomenal editor and you just get stuck on the production part of creating new content. Or maybe you're really amazing at first drafts, but you just need a little bit of help polishing those things up. And rather than take those areas that we're weak in and really focus on those, what if we took the areas that we're really good at and really leveraged them to the best of our abilities to make sure that we were putting out the kinds of things that we should be? The fourth area of cultivating radical self-trust is practicing loving kindness toward yourself and others. And I cannot tell you the amount of negative self-talk that I know that academic writers are experiencing as they are kind of beating themselves up for not getting their writing done, not hitting their deadline, not having the willpower to force themselves to write something that they don't feel, you know, good about or they have a lot of anxiety or stress around. I see this a lot with dissertating writers who are just starting out in their relationship with writing and it already feels so negative. And this is, again, something that I talk with a lot of my clients around and my virtual writing group members around is developing a relationship of trust with your writing. Knowing that you're always going to be able to come back to it, even if you have to take a week off, for example, because you have a really busy schedule, you're going to get back to it the following week. You know, like it's not a situation where you can't trust your writing and your writing can't trust you. Like you have to have a bond in some ways with that writing. And I think a big part of that is practicing loving kindness toward yourself, toward your writing, and really coming at the whole process with a spirit of curiosity, understanding, and gratitude that you're kind of working on the work that you are committing to, but also that you have some flexibility with yourself and that you focus on things like rewards when things go really well and not just moving on to the next project. So that's probably a whole episode in itself, how to practice loving kindness toward yourself as a writer, but there's so many good ways to do it. The fifth way of cultivating radical self-trust is by playfully experimenting. And this is about taking calculated and creative risks in order to learn more about yourself and about your writing. And it's kind of difficult to take risks in an academic environment, especially when everything you're writing is meant to count toward tenure or it just feels really high stakes. And so this is one of those things that I think can be really challenging for people. But I do think that there's a lot of play involved in the strategies of writing, in different ways that you can outline a piece or brainstorm, or even the different kinds of techniques you can use to collaborate with other writers. So there's lots of different ways, I think, to playfully experiment that feel more low stakes and maybe a little bit easier. And then the sixth way of cultivating radical self-trust is what I call settling into your life's purpose. And this is when you make a commitment to contribute to the world through your particular constellation of strengths and abilities. And this last area of cultivation really comes out of a combination of the other five that I just talked about. You have to really know yourself. You have to know your superpowers. You have to have a level of confidence about what it is you're supposed to put out into the world and share with other people so that you can really settle into that and you can share it in a way that feels really purposeful and intentional. So I see all of these things as being so tied to the academic writing life. And I also see the benefits of radical self-trust also coming out in really clear ways. When you're cultivating all those things, you do start to feel more clarity of direction with your writing and where you're supposed to be publishing. You do begin to see an alignment of what you value with your actions. You start to have more energized focus around your writing. It starts to feel more meaningfully productive. You have increased self-confidence and self-acceptance. And also you do have magnetism, which is this idea that people are attracted to you because you are enacting your best self. And when you are publishing regularly, when you're putting your ideas out into the world with confidence, people come to you. They want to talk with you about your ideas. They want to collaborate with you on other writing projects. And all of it kind of relates back to radical self-trust and all the different ways that you can cultivate it. So I do have information about radical self-trust, including everything I just mentioned, the six elements of the cycle of self-distrust, the six ways of cultivating it, and the six benefits that come out of radical self-trust on my website. You can go to katielinder.work/RST-about to learn more about radical self-trust. And if you are interested in joining in this first round of 7 weeks to radical self-trust, you can learn more about that also on my website at katielinder.work/RST. I hope to see you there. I'd love to hear more about how you are interacting with radical self-trust in your writing life. Feel free to email me at contact@katielinder.work. Tweet to me at katie_linder or connect with me on Instagram at katie_linder. Love to hear from you there. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Think, Write, Revise. Show notes and a transcript for this episode can be found at katielinder.work/podcasts. Think, Write, Revise is part of the Radical Self-Trust podcast channel, a collection of content dedicated to helping you seek self-knowledge, nurture your superpowers, playfully experiment, live your core values with intention, practice loving kindness toward yourself and others, and settle into your life's purpose. Learn more about the RST channel at katielinder.work/podcasts. If you found this episode helpful, please also consider rating and/or reviewing the show in iTunes. Thanks for listening.